does she really think she should, you know, she should eat a salad. She shouldn't be ordering a burger.
Right.
You know, based on the way that this person's body looks.
The police
or
food intake.
Yeah. Or you have the person who's super skinny and who is ordering a salad and it's like, she needs to eat up. You know, she needs to eat a burger. She's gonna fall off. You know, and it's like, you cannot win.
What's good? My name's Nuria.
And my name is Caroline. This is the Cathartic Experience.
Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
Good morning and welcome back. It has been a minute since we've recorded anything.
Yeah.
But yes, today we are going to focus on body image, particularly how other people have treated us in relation to our bodies. Very interesting topic, very prominent and prevalent in day-to-day.
Yeah.
But first, before we begin anything, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Over ye. That's what I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm taking things day by day. This last month has been particularly stressful given the transitions and milestones and just overall stressful. And I'm really learning that life itself really is a day by day, minute by minute. Yeah. And you really have to spend a lot of effort kind of regulating yourself when things go wrong or like mindfully calming yourself down when things are very difficult because people are trifling, processes are trifling, institutions are trifling. So on the day-to-day, you're just fighting all these trifling things in
messes
the world.
And people that are supposed to be organized and portray themselves as such, but they are not. And they get you to run around and do last-minute things when it's not your job.
If we want to add more context to it, I'm in the process of closing for a home and it's been a nightmare. I've never experienced murderous rage this
intense before. How many days? Like 10 days?
There are about 13, 14 days left, but...
Okay.
Jesus, have my back, please. Please, in this process. But yes, let's go into body image. So I think it's important to discuss this topic because your body is everywhere you go. And people have different experiences in terms of relating to their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this podcast, what I think would be very important to kind of hone in on or talk about are the ways we have been treated due to being in our bodies. So for me, I've been overweight, obese, most of my life, a chunky little thing.
Would you say obese?
Obese at a certain point. Obese because I would eat a lot to soothe a lot.
Okay.
Like, especially growing up, food was something that, you know, gave me that sense. It was like an activity, something to do when my parents were working their both jobs each. I didn't know what to do as a kid. I didn't know how to entertain myself, so I ate.
And food be good.
Yeah, food be good. When it's warm and crisp and salty or sweet. So
it, greasy.
Oh, greasy. I love food. So I've always been heavier set all of my life. Whereas you could speak about your body frame.
I'm dead. I've always been skinny and tiny for all of my life.
So we're coming from opposite ends of the spectrum. So I think for me, growing up a lot, it was the evaluation of my body was always a concern. You know, it would be relatives who haven't seen me in years, and the first thing they do when they reunite,
like you've gained some weight.
They wouldn't say the weight thing, but my aunt would be like, so I have this tea diet thing you could do. And I was like 14, 15 during a lot of this. And yeah, so my body was always kind of talked about. And what I find interesting is that my mom is actually quite body positive. So it's more of a, it's really more so of a health concern for her.
Okay.
But when you are setting a standard, a health standard, but you're also not there to guide your child, you also can't shame them or blame them for not doing what you want them to do if you're not showing them how to do it.
Yeah. But for me, from what I remember, is that like being a kid and being told to eat more and like, you know, because I suppose when like as a baby toddler, even like, you know, early preschool, like if you're chubby, that means that you're healthy. That was the idea. And so, but I'm like, how are you expecting someone to gain this weight and then to lose all of it, you know, within a couple of years when you're not necessarily as a kid exercising and doing all of that stuff? But yeah, so as a kid, you want a chubby kid because that means that, or a chubby baby because that means that they're healthy. And slowly as you age, it's like you're expected to lose this weight. Like by 10 years old, 12 years old, you're expecting to lose all of this weight. And it's like now the standard is you need to be skinnier, you need to be healthier, you know.
Right. And I think the big concern when it comes to a lot of people, especially when it comes to, you know, family of origin type stuff, is that a lot of times someone's worth is almost tied to how they look or how much weight they have. And I've heard of, you know, parents who put pressure on their kids to diet or to lose weight or to look a certain way, or who constantly comment on their kids' weight or make them feel bad or ashamed for being a certain weight. And that harms someone psychologically.
It really can.
It really does. Because I remember even for me, even though it wasn't this like hounding, because so much attention was brought to it, when I went out into the world, I was like, is everybody else paying attention to my weight too?
Right.
And the thing is, people can pay attention to your weight. But for me, it was like the defining factor of whether I was worthy or not of, you know, human interaction or connection. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, but I feel like at the other side of that, just like the pressures of, if you are someone who is skinny, of like remaining skinny, and then you fall into calorie counting and weighing yourself all the time, because if you're just 5 pounds heavier, you know, now that's a big deal to you because you've, you know, people have paid attention to you and complimented you on how you look, and you look so cute in every dress, and you know, you don't need you know, you can walk into a store and say like, do you guys have a size zero or a size two? And you know they're gonna have it,
right?
And you want to maintain that, but that can also be harming, you know.
That is another pressure. I feel like sometimes people overpraise certain things.
It's the wrong things.
Yeah, it does reinforce that kind of narrative that you are worthy when you are this way.
Right.
So it's like, if your body goes through any of the normal changes, a lot of people struggle with the transition when they're praised for being a certain way, and then they undergo physical changes that are, you know, biologically just normal changes, and they look different and they feel ashamed because now they're not able to maintain that thing that people were praising so much.
And it's, and I feel like especially like as a teen, like your body goes through so much.
Right.
And it's like, how are we expecting people to maintain that, like that weight or that figure? You know, especially as a young girl, like, you know, you have curves kicking in for some people. It's changing. And I feel like when especially like moms, if they're not careful and it starts being this thing of like, you've gained weight or you look different, but like in a very negative way, that can impact someone's psyche.
Right. And for me, it manifested in disordered eating. It really did. And I never got to the point where I was anorexic. I never got to the point where I was small, but my eating was like bad. Like I remember once going, doing a diet, a 5-day diet where it was just like, you would eat on the first day, it was like 400 calories. On the second day, it was like 300. And it just kept going down. On the Friday that week, after the 5 days, I fainted. I woke up out of my bed and I fainted. And my mom rushed to my bedside and was like, what the hell is happening? And of course, I didn't tell her. I tried water fast. I tried dry fasting, not eating for days. And I tried to normalize that. And I think that for me, getting out of that meant that for a year or two plus, I just ate what I wanted when I wanted. Because I was just like, I can't be trapped
and this
by this norms, diet by thing. These,
yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it becomes obsessive at a certain point. It does. Like calorie counting, water consumption, tracking, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's or so...
purging. People who purge or people who go to the gym every single day of the week because they need to lose the weight that they gained.
Right. Right.
It's like this whole cycle.
Right.
Yeah, and some people are stuck in it.
And I think a lot of it would have been mitigated, in my experience, had I also been praised for other things more, too.
Right.
Like my interests, or if my parents had gotten to know my passions and my hobbies and actually supported me in that, and not just focus on my weight as the sole kind of, you know, thing they were paying attention to or tracking or praising or not praising or judging. What is the central of someone's narrative?
Right.
It becomes that in their head too.
It does. And I feel like way too much attention is paid to, it's kind of like the way that they evaluate how you're doing. You know, you've gained some weight. Oh, something must be happening in her life. You know, there must be something going on. Is she okay?
Right.
If you lost weight, though, she's doing well. You know, like she's in control of her body. She's doing her things. And it's like, that is not the truth of things, you know?
Right. And I think even if we step out of family of origin and step into something like, you know, dating, let's say.
Right.
Woo, that's a whole other bag of chips.
Yeah, it is.
Because a lot of people are very self-conscious putting themselves out there, especially like on the internet and taking pictures. But you'll have people who literally take pictures of certain parts of their body. So they'll take a picture only for like profile.
Yeah.
So they won't show the rest of their bodies. Or they'll take pictures at certain angles to kind of look better to other people. And then they're kind of plagued with this dread or this anxiety when they actually have to meet the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, now you have to see what my body is like and you have to evaluate it.
Right.
And
I think the entire business of sucking it in for hours. But until you meet that person or going on these, you know, insane diets sometimes.
And I'm like, isn't that crazy? A whole brand of clothing or, you know, undergarments was created for women to suck it in. Spanx.
Yeah. And now isn't that like the corset thing?
But could you imagine, though, like, I'm trying to eat.
But so much attention is paid to women's bodies. It's not even funny.
It isn't funny.
And it's so uncomfortable as well.
As if we don't go through...
And enough.
Period, bloating, childbirth.
Yeah.
You know, fluctuations in hormones and all this stuff, too. Like, leave our stomachs alone. But yet, the dad bod is praised. I'm sorry. Does that make any sense? A man doesn't give birth. He doesn't have periods, and yet his stomach can be the size of a fucking soccer ball. And people will be like, oh my god, the dad bod. Love it. Like, I don't understand.
Right.
I don't understand how you can praise one and then shame another. And for me, when it comes to body image, especially when it comes to being a woman, it's like we go through so much biologically and we're supposed to go through it looking pretty the whole time?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
But all of that has been normalized, you know, very much so. If you even think about something as simple as breastfeeding and how women don't feel comfortable breastfeeding in public when it's like, I'm literally feeding a life.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic.
But yeah, in terms of body image, it's this thing where like, you can start to restrict so many experiences in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want to gain weight, or you don't want to be perceived a certain way.
Right. There's a lot of avoidance when it comes to
there
that.
There is.
And I remember, even if it's not wearing that piece of clothing you love because it's showing a certain part of your body in the wrong way, or if it's not going to that event because you don't feel like you want to be seen or perceived. So I feel like that the emphasis on body image sometimes actually works against people when it comes to living.
Right.
When it comes to being a human being and experiencing life and going out and doing things. Because imagine if I'm sitting there at a restaurant trying to eat my food and my body is on my mind the whole time, I'm not paying attention to the food.
No, you're not.
If I'm out here socially and I'm sitting in a group of people and my body is on my mind the whole time, I'm not getting to know the people, actually.
No, you're not.
I'm just more nervous about how they're seeing my whole body. And the thing is, that is so daunting, and I've been there before.
Are people like judging you for the food that you select? I've seen it before. Like, people, you know, does she really think she should, you know, she should eat a salad? She shouldn't be ordering a burger.
Right.
You know, based on the way that this person's body looks.
The policing
or,
of food intake.
Yeah. Or you have the person who's super skinny and who is ordering a salad, and it's like, she needs to eat up. You know, she needs to eat a burger. She's gonna fall off. You know, and it's like, you cannot win.
And for me, it's a matter of, mind your own business is a quote for a reason.
Yeah.
Mind your own goddamn business.
Yeah.
Worry about what's on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are so consumed by what other people are doing. And it's just like,
it's insane.
At a certain point, it just doesn't matter. Because you're not going to control the person's intake. You're not going to control how much they eat, what they're eating, what their body looks like. So if it's literally out of your control, mind your business.
But people are not, unfortunately, socialized that way. They're overly involved in other people's lives.
Exactly.
You know, rather than their own. Sometimes they're passive in their own.
Exactly.
Yeah. But here they are, like, making comments about, you know, Bobby and Sue and what they're eating, when it's like, you need to pay attention to your marriage. Anyway.
Or they're projecting their own insecurities onto somebody else, where it's like, I'm insecure about the same things, but I'll shame you instead of taking responsibility for my own health. You know what I mean? So people are all in these psychological processes, but I'm telling you, it is a mental trap.
It is.
If
it's
you don't
ending.
Know how to navigate it, it is a mental trap. And I think a lot of people, some people spend their lives never getting out of that trap. It's like a mental prison.
It is, yeah.
Because I've literally seen people's consumption with their body image stop them from experiencing so many things in life that they didn't want to go to because, oh, my arm didn't look good, or my arms look too big. And like, I've had those moments too, but I'm like, my arms are going to be big throughout this whole experience, but I can't not experience the experience.
Right, or I can't go to the beach because
right
my body doesn't look the way that I would want it to look,
right?
Or I can't, you know, experience something because it's going to be uncomfortable, or you know, all of these limiting beliefs.
And I think another thing we should focus on when it comes to body image is this ideal self that people always have in mind, the ideal they're trying to reach, what they're trying to look like, and how that governs how much they feel towards themselves when it comes to negative emotions, but also when it comes to this, oh, I can't live life until I reach my ideal body.
But the thing is, you know, oftentimes it's like, oh, 5 pounds, it's just 5 pounds. And then when they get to that, it's like, oh, if I did that, I can lose five more.
Right.
And it becomes this trap. It really is a trap.
It's a whole trap because you know, in the grand scheme of things, if you think about passions, hobbies, interests, relationships, self-esteem, all this other stuff, body image is one of the smallest things, but it could take the most space.
The most space, yeah.
So I think that's a huge concern when it comes to
it. Really,
but this will be a multi-part series. situation. So what question are we leaving our listeners to think about?
Right. Reflection question of the week.
How has your perception of your body limited you in life?
Yeah. Things that you've not done because of the way you see yourself.
Or relationships you haven't pursued because you didn't think you were
That's a big one.
Or how you've acted within your relationships based on your body image.
Yeah.
Insecurities. So yeah, think about that. And with this, we leave you with...